of our missions, one of the works of the Lord in this world that we support as a church body is Alberta Bible College. Alberta Bible College is a Bible college down in Calgary, and it's a school that that a number of the folks in our church have attended or graduated from. I went through that a couple of weeks ago, but if you weren't here, there's several of my wife graduated from ABC and taught at ABC. Alan Jones graduated from Alberta Bible College. Jeremy Landon down here graduated from ABC as well. And there's a number of other folks throughout our congregation and whatnot. Well, this morning we have some students from ABC that are here and are joining us for service, and they're going to be out to help lead our teen campers at teen camp this week out at Pine Ridge Adventure Camp. And so so those of you from the ABC team, if you would come up right now and just at least introduce yourselves, and then Christopher, I believe, has a few things to share with you about ABC and about what this team is doing this summer. And so if you guys want to come over, here you go. You can stand up down there. Start with you. Oh my goodness! How are you?
So my parents are good friends with Scott and Heidi. So that's what just happened there, and I haven't seen them since I was knee high to a grasshopper. Hi, I'm Mariah. I'm leading the Youth Alive team, and this is my team. This is Micah, Jacob, and Christopher. And so we are just about to head out on our sixth week of camp out of eight. So we're still going strong, which is nice. We are all from Alberta Bible College. I've just finished my third year. And I'm on this team because I've always been really passionate about camp and about the relationship between the Bible college and the camps. I think it's really important that the camps and the campers and the counselors know Alberta Bible College, know what it has to offer, and also that Alberta Bible College supports the camps. Some of the camps really struggle with finding people to help lead it, and I think that it's the Bible College's responsibility to help them out with that. And so I think that together the relationship, if it's strong, it benefits both sides. And I've always been very passionate about that, so that's why I'm doing Youth Alive.
So the reason why... Oh, so loud. I'm Micah, and the reason why I came to ABC was after high school, I went to UC, University of Calgary, for nursing. And I did that for the whole 4 years, and after graduating, did the RN exam, and praise God, I passed it. But after post-grad, something was really brewing in my heart. Even after high school, I wanted to do something with ministry. So while I was looking for work in nursing, I didn't have any peace or joy in my heart, and whenever I would think about working in the hospital, I would have a knot in my stomach, and I felt like, what is this inside of me? Like, I feel so messed up. And so instead of receiving opportunities for nursing jobs, the opportunities that came to me were to lead worship in other churches. And these churches that I didn't even know of started inviting our youth team to come and lead worship with them. And that's how we kind of met ABC, was we led worship at their youth conference, Emerge, last March. So after seeing the Bible College, and it's such a small college with a few students, that it's so intimate, and that's what I love about being in Alberta Bible College. I haven't even gone to my first year, so doing this with a team from ABC is helping me to kind of just slowly transition to Bible College. So one of the things that I am really anticipating is that I would just grow in my faith and my love for God. So this fall I'll be doing the worship program there at ABC. So praise God.
I'm Jacob. I just finished my first year of Bible college. And the reason I'm here is, this is going to sound, I like kids a lot and teenagers. So I just really like telling new people about Jesus, to be honest. And I like teaching about Jesus. And I just love building relationships with people around Jesus. I don't know. That's why I'm here. And I'm sort of like a grown-up five-year-old most times. So, yeah, that's me.
Hi, I'm Christopher. I just finished my first semester at with Alberta Bible College, and I'm in the Creative Arts Ministry program. It's 2 years. It's pretty awesome. How I got connected with ABC was through my pastor at my church. But before going to ABC, I was pretty stubborn, actually. I was planning on going to a place called RMC, or Royal Military College of Canada, and I was going to make a career out of that. But God had his way, and like why I'm here is literally because of God. Like it's an absolute miracle that I'm here. Like I shouldn't even be here. I actually fell into depression, and like just a whole lot of things, just like I lost my job, so I couldn't continue going to school. But the body of Christ stepped up and definitely helped me up, and I'm here today, actually, so it's pretty amazing. So that's why I'm here.
You can put that back up there if you like. want to pray for these guys, not only for this week, because they're going to be working with our kids from our church, but also because you've heard what they've said about the ministry of this team, and then of the Bible College as well. So if you would you just extend your hand, as we do sometimes in this church, extend your hand towards this team, and let us pray for them and for what God has done and continue to do in them. Is that right? Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the college. We've been blessed by the people that you have brought to and through ABC. Lord, we are thankful that that there are folks that are giving their lives to ministry and to building up people of all ages who come through there because they want to serve you more faithfully and they want to know you better. And so we're thankful for them, and we're thankful for this group of young people here who are serving you this summer with camps. And so we give thanks for Mariah and Micah and Jacob and Christopher and for the rest of the team. Lord, we pray that your Spirit would flow through them this week. This is their sixth week out here, Lord, on the road, And you know where their energy levels are at, and the dynamics and all of these things. But they serve you and they love you, and we thank you that you give the tools and the resources to work through and to overcome and to see you redeem all kinds of things. And so we pray that they would be able to see that. Lord, we pray that they'd be filled with joy. We delight to hear that the joy that just kind of poured out of them as they talked about what you have done and the opportunities they have with kids. And so we pray that this would just flow out of them this week. And we pray that they would be blessed, Lord, and that they would grow, that they would see you. And we pray that, as Mariah said, it would be mutually beneficial. And we pray that all of this, Lord, would just give you glory, and that we would all be able to grow and take joy in that. So bless them. Thank you for them. And grow them up in you to their benefit, maturity, and to the extension of your kingdom. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys.